two interesting postscripts to the shiur of last week. As you know, the majority of the shiur was devoted to the theme of Lashon Hara, mostly Shem Ra. So I have a letter from a troubled mother who tells me that she went home and told over the main points of the shiur to her son of 6 and a half, and he wanted to know if Lashon Hara was such a vital theme, why it wasn't included in the Aseret HaDibros. So would I kindly reply to her son? Of course, self-addressed envelope enclosed. But so, quite interestingly, I was able to reply to the young gentleman and say that on the words, Lo saneh v'reyacho eid shoker, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, this the Forno says, Uvichlauze, included in this prohibition, is Holech Rochil, a person who goes tail-bearing, who mostly shame law. So in reality, the Indian of Moti Shemra and Rehilus and Lashon Hara is in fact, according to the Sephona, contained in the Aseret HaDibros. Regarding the Raivad, which proved to be of great interest to many people, certainly gave Yericho a new elevated status in the eyes of many, I was in mind, and I forgot to mention last week, many, many years ago, I came across this Raivad in an article which Rav Goren had written at the time when he was chief rabbi of the Israeli armed forces and writing in a very wonderful magazine called Machanayim, and later it was published in a Sefer Torah Shabbat Moed. He mentions there very beautifully, based on this Raivad, why it is that we find only in two places in Tanakh that there is a din of Shal Mi'alecha Mi'al Raglecha. One is, of course, by Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh, and the other is by Yehoshua at Yericho. And he says there very beautifully, the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu has to take off his shoes because he's standing on the spot where Hashem is to appear, and we know that when Hashem appears on Har Sinai, the Kedusha there is indeed the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash. Because, as the Ramban explains later on in Parshat Truma, when the Mishkan was erected, the Shekhinah moved away from Har Sinai and rested onto the Mishkan, and that is why even in the Mishkan and later on in the Beit HaMikdash, none are allowed to go into those premises wearing shoes. So the idea that Shal Mi'alecha Mi'al Raglecha should apply to Har Sinai equals Mishkan equals Mikdash should come as no surprise. Then, says Rav Goren, since the Raivad says that the Bnei Yisrael, when they captured Jericho, they set aside Tofkuf Amo, Al Tofkuf Amo, which was to compensate for the tribe in whose territory the Beit HaMikdash would be built, and basing himself on the Raivad, indicating therefore that the Kedusha of that section of Jericho is equivalent to the Kedusha of the Mikdash, it should therefore come as no surprise, says Rav Goren, that the Din of Shal Na'alecha Mi'al Raglecha should apply also to Yericho, as if to remind Yehoshua of the Kesher Shel Kedusha, which exists between both of those places. Let us now move on to our Sidras of Achrimos Kedoshim. And again, I have to tell you, and I have to express my Hakoras Hatu, I have never known for one moment the tremendous richness that there is in these parshiyos. It is quite mind-boggling. And because, Baruch Hashem, we gather each Monday evening, it gives me that extra stimulus to look into the sources, and genuinely, the sources are quite staggering. Let us take the first two psukim. We don't have to go further, at least not for a while. And we'll see what are contained therein, as they say. וידבר השם אל משה אחרי מות שני בני אהרון וכל ובסום לבני השם ויומוסו ויאמר השם אל משה דבר אל אהרון אחיך ויאל יבוא וחולית אל הקודש מבית לפרוכס אל פני הכפורס אשר על אהרון ולא ימוס כי בעונון אלוהי על הכפורס. Now, the question that we have to ask ourselves is, first of all, why are the words אחרי מות שני בני אהרון וכל ובסום לפני השם ויומוסו, why are they mentioned here? And the first source that we address ourselves to is the Ramban. The Ramban has got a very simple interpretation and development in regard to this matter. And he says as follows. The first Ramban in the Parsha. Ta'am achrei moshrei v'rei haron. What do the words achrei moshrei v'rei come to tell me? It comes to tell me as well. Ki miyad kasher meisu bonol. Because immediately when the children of Aharon died, not of an Abihu, then immediately his tear es Aharon in Hayayin umin hashechor shelo yamus. The first prohibition that was addressed to Aharon himself, by Yadavir Hashem el Aharon, as it says there, was Yayin v'shechor al-sheish, do not drink any wine or strong drink. So you should know, the Omar owed Le Moshe, and at the same time as Aharon was told regarding the prohibition against drink, the Omar owed Le Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheyatir Oso Shelo Yomus Bekorov Oso Lifnei Hashem, that he should not come at all times so that he should not die. In other words, as we'll see in a moment, for the Ramban, Achrei Mos Shnei V'nei Aharon comes to tell you when this particular prohibition was addressed to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was addressed at the same time as the prohibition to Aharon concerning wine was given. And the words Achrei Mos Shnei V'nei Aharon are necessary because since between the time in Parshas Shemini when Aharon was addressed to Legabe Yayin V'Sheikhor and now, more than two centuries have elapsed, therefore you have to know, by the words, Acharei Mos Shnei V'nei Aharon, that this is a statement which is not in chronological order. That's the story. Is the Hakorot. And if you want to know, when were these two prohibitions addressed? One to Aharon, and one to Moshe Rabbeinu concerning Aharon, because I believe they were given at the same time. It appears to me, Shahayu Shtei HaMitzvot Fa'ele, the Yom HaMokhalot L'Mitzvot. It appears to me that these two prohibitions were addressed on the day following the death of Shnei V'nei Aharon. Why? Says quite simply, Kivel V'yom, because on the day when they died, Olon Hoyo, Aharon was an Olon. The Ein Ruach HaKodesh showed him Mishok Atzvus, and the Divine Spirit does not rest on someone who is sad. So since on the day when they died, Aharon unfortunately was in that predicament and was obviously saddened, so therefore the first prohibition of Yayin V'Sheikhor could not have been addressed to him then, because the prophecy is by Yidaber Hashem El Aharon, and Hashem does not speak to the individual when he's mitzvah atmos. So therefore it must have been the day afterwards, and therefore this prohibition which follows on as well after emotion even they are known, which obviously on that same day, because that's what I believe the words after emotion even they are known come to tell me, that they were given at the same time as the previous prohibition. The Asorasayayin Adibuliyaro Noya, Rubioso Hayom Hoyas or Gamzos Hamitzvah Emotion. Aye, says the Ramban, you will find in earlier partios, namely at the end of Parshas Metzorah, a prohibition addressed to the Bnei Yisrael that they should be careful how they deal with the Mishkan. Surely if both of these were on the same day, then at least it should have been before the prohibition addressed to the Bnei Yisrael. So he says no. Avon hikdim hakosuv hu asfonel shehitiret Yisrael shele yomusu betumasom betamom es mishkani yashem betocham, because in reality it was more appropriate, even though there were two prohibitions which were addressed, one to Aharon and one to Moshe to tell Aharon on the same day, nevertheless it is appropriate in between to address the more general prohibition regarding the Mishkan to the Bnei Yisrael, who after all are the multitude, and then specifically to address Aharon regarding his particular attitude towards the Mishkan, considering his specific position. So first it tells us the Asorah of Yayin V'Sheikhor to Aharon, then the next is the prohibition addressed to Bnei Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu regarding the Mishkan, is the Yachnechein Chosav Asorah HaYochid. Okay, so that's the story. Says the Ramban, and this is crucial, as I say, these are Yisodos that we have to pick up as we go through the Torah. The Yaldati, and I would like you to know in my opinion, Kol HaTorah Kiseder, the entire Torah, unless there is ample and clear evidence to the contrary, Every episode in the Torah follows chronologically after the preceding one. Shekol ha-mekomos asher bohem ya'acher ha-mukdom, because whenever there is an episode which occurs later in the text, but which chronologically occurs before the event that it follows, yifareishbo, there will always be a clear indication in the text that this is in fact an item which comes earlier. And I give you an example. Kagon, e.g., Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai, at the beginning of Bahar, which, after all, is towards the end of Sefer Vayikra. And Vayikra begins, Vayikra Moshe, May Ohel Moed, implying that all the mitzvot which are going to follow in the Sefer Vayikra were given in the Ohel Moed. So therefore, since we have to be told that Shemitah occurred at an earlier time, it was given Bahar Sinai, therefore the text has to say Bahar Sinai. Because if the text wouldn't have said Bahar Sinai, we would have assumed that the dinim of Shemitah, like all the other dinim in Sefer Vayikra which preceded it, are given in chronological order, and therefore would also be the Almighty. Uchagon, a further example, by Yehi B'yom Kalos Moshe Lohokim is Hamishkom B'Sefer Hasheni. In Sefer Families Bar, in fact that's not so, there we are very well advanced on into the consecration of the Mishkan and long after, and nevertheless, in order to tell us that what is going to be given now is earlier than what preceded it, so therefore the verse has to say explicitly, by Yehi B'yom Kalos Moshe Lohokim es Hamishkom. And for precisely the same reason, Uvelochein Omar Bekam Acharemos. Because since it follows Tazriya Metzora long after the Parsha of Nadav and Avihu who died, as is recorded in Parshas Shemini, so therefore here it says Acharemos, Lehojia to inform you, Kihoyoze Acharemos Dom Miyat. So therefore, to put it in one word, what is it conveying in the passage? It's conveying chronology. It's telling us the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was addressed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told to speak to Aharon HaKohen. Nothing more. Now, he then, so that's the pshat. And the Ramban has come through, that's the pshat. Now the Ramban goes further. The Al-Divrei Rabbeinu Seinu. However, if you look into Chazal, and this is the Chazal which we will have an occasion to look into in a moment, because it's the Chazal quoted by Rashi, Al-Pshuto Shel Mikra. If you look into Chazal, says the Ramban, She'omru, they say it can be compared to a doctor who comes and warns a patient, if you don't behave yourself, you will die like so-and-so died. Right? So therefore the doctor says, She'omru, shelo tomus kederech shemeit ploni, that you shouldn't die in the same way as another person died, because as we see in a moment, Chazal compare this opening pasuk. They say that the theme of this opening pasuk is the two doctors. One who says, don't eat the wrong food and don't sleep in the wrong places, and that's it. And the other person, the rope Shady, says, don't eat the wrong food and don't sleep in damp places, lest you die like so-and-so. Zerzirzo yosim in arishon. So the first doctor will have a more effective, he will have greater effect on the individual, on the patient, than the first one. Now, so how do you read this into Acharemos Shnei Bnei Aharon? Says the Ramban, Yehiyatam HaKosef She'omer Hashem LeMoshe Ve'yomad V'loshen Hazeh. Therefore, we will have to explain, according to the Chazal, that they understand the word Acharei not to mean after they died, but the word Acharei means since. Acharei HaShesh Hutama Hita Hutama. So therefore the voice will be like this. By Rabbi Hashem el Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Achrei Moshe Rebenei Aharon, Mekor of Asomot, Bnei Hashem, Vayom Musu. See, the two sons of Aharon died because they came near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at an inappropriate time. Consequently, Daber el Aharon Lachich V'yalevav El Chesel HaKadosh. So therefore, for them, says the Ramban, Acharei is not to mean after, but since. Now, so therefore, as far as the Ramban is concerned, the Acharemos is chronology, and when Chazal say the Moshel of the two Rofim, they offer a more homiletic interpretation of Acharei, meaning not after, but since. Okay. Now we will address ourselves to Rashi, and see that there is quite an amount of information to be gleaned here. Says Rashi, Omar, Ma Talmud Lomar, Why does the Pasuk say Achrei Moshe Nevi Aharon, etc., etc.? It's Ho Yo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Moshe Lo Moshal. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave a Moshal. L'chole, it can be compared to a sick person, Shenichnas Eitzel Rofe, who goes to the doctor, or the doctor comes to him more correctly. Malo, he says to him, Al Tochal Tzonam, don't eat cold, whatever it is, Tzonam, cold foods, the Al Tishkam and Tzachat, and don't sleep in damp places. That's the first doctor. Boacher, and for precedent for a second opinion, Boacher, the Omalo, and said to him, don't eat around food, don't sleep in around places, or you'll die like so-and-so died. This one, the second one, has obviously exhorted him to listen to him more than the first. That is why it says, now, obviously, this is the Rashi, the Chazal of which the Ramban was speaking, and Achrei Moshe, therefore, as the Ramban explained, is not being translated as after they died, but because they died, because of the Achrei Moshe died. Now, of course, the Ramban indicated, by the fact that he didn't offer this as Pshuto Shel Mikra, that he doesn't consider this chat, because the most simple interpretation of Acharei Moshe means after they die. So the question is, after all, Rashi says, Vanino Vossi and the Pshuto Shel Mikra, so what made Rashi veer away from Acharei as in after, and give us Acharei as in since? So here we look again to the Maharam. When he had time to write, I'm not talking about his prodigious mental qualities, but the volume of writing is staggering. Let's now have a look at the Gur Aryeh. And we'll see a number of fascinating items which will emerge. That's our text. Okay? Why does it need to say that is what Rashi perceives as the problem. Now, Zemashma, this text seems to imply Rabbi Elazar, that the only question which Rabbi Elazar had in this pasuk is the Lohavel Elamichtav Acharemos. It appears from our text, Acharemos Machamud Lomar, that the problem which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had, which prompted him to offer his interesting interpretation, is he had a problem of why did the Torah say Acharemos? Well, I hear you say, but the Ramban told him why it says Acharei Moshe. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shouldn't have any shaila. Acharei Moshe comes to tell you when it was said, to put the whole thing into its chronological perspective, says the Maharal. No, that won't do. The Ein L'Tareis Tehutzach L'Chtov Mosai Nehmer Lo Adibah. You cannot answer that the words Acharei Moshe Nevan Aharon come to tell me when it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu addressed Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yim came, because if that were the reason, Lo Havi Le Michtav, then all it should have written was Acharei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon. Why did it go on to say Bekorav Asom Le Bnei Hashem Vayomus? So that's got nothing at all to do with chronology. If you want to tell me that the reason why Acharei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon is put in order to tell me when HaKadosh Baruch Hu addressed Moshe Rabbeinu, then what's Bekorav Asom Le Bnei Hashem Vayomus? So that is what knocks the Ramban on the head. Acharei Moshe Nevi Aharon is good. But what if it's because of Asom Lefnei Hashem Vayomusu? Im lo lahasir es Aharon shelo yavo al HaKodesh shelo yamus kam kein kemo shemesu b'nei Aharon. So therefore Rashi was forced to translate Acharei Moshe not as after. Because if it was simply a question of chronology, then I don't need the words because of Asom Lefnei Hashem Vayomusu. So therefore, you might say that since that is the problem that Rashi had, because if it was merely to indicate chronology, he shouldn't have said because of what someone played Hashem by Yamusu, therefore Rashi gave it the interpretation that he did. Ah, kosha. But that's not a good enough interpretation. You know why? See the way the Maharal dissects the Rashi. To him came, because if in fact that was the only problem which Rashi had, and what's Acharei Moshe Nevi Aharon Mekorav Asom Lefnei Hashem Vayomusu doing there? It can't be for chronology, because for that I don't need Mekorav Asom Lefnei Hashem Vayomusu. And am I? It must mean Acharei Moshe Nevi Aharon Mekorav Asom Lefnei Hashem Vayomusu, like the Ramban said. Since The Bnei Aharon, mother and Abihu, died because they came too near to Hashem at the wrong time. Consequently, please speak to Aharon Abihu. But that's not good enough. The Yim came, because if that is indeed the question which Rashi had and the answer which he offers, then lo hoyo lo rabbi elotu lo mar moshe le shnei rofim. If indeed it is going along the lines we have just suggested up to now, then after Moshe Rabbeinu Aharon and Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem Yamusha says, since they died, therefore speak to him, but lo Yamusha he not die, then there's no two doctors. There's one doctor. What should you say to him? By the way, Hashem and Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, since the two sons of Aharon have died because of Asam Lepnei Hashem by Yamusha, because they came near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what caused them to die. Consequently, Daber Ela Aharon Achicha V'Yalyavavah Choleitha HaKadosh. But that's just one doctor. Rashi says, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Moshe L'Shnei Rofim, there's two doctors. So therefore, Ela Oyel Ela Mara, Amazir Et Echolish Ela Yamut Kedera Shmei Tzloni. Rashi, if he's following this line that I've given you up to now, should have said, Ela Mara, it should be compared to a doctor who, instead of saying, keep a good diet, said to you, keep a good diet or you'll die like so-and-so, it's the one doctor. Oh, Yosef has followed me, Yashar, if you are the police of Yosef, but it's two doctors. So therefore, Rashi's kasha is more than the fact that after emotion of Bnei Aharon is followed by the Kolobasam of Bnei Hashem by Yomusu. Again, I emphasize, if it was merely a question of what the Kolobasam of Bnei Hashem by Yomusu, and that impelled Rashi to suggest that Achrei must mean since, then it should all follow that it is all one counseling by the one doctor, and Rashi therefore should have brought a statement of Hashem Chazal that when you want to warn a patient and make sure he listens to you, you scare the living daylights out of him. But the one doctor, but not the two. So tackle, what is the kasha? Rashi must be puzzled by something else. Says the Gurari, Ulefigach Tzorech Lomar the Ochepirush. Therefore, I want to suggest to you that Rashi has a question in Pshuto Shel Mikra which transcends what I just told you before. When it says, "Achrei Moshe Rabbeinu Aharon Ma Talmud Lomar," the question is like this: "Kolomar Ma Talmud Lomar Shekov Alo Akosov Gibur Nifnei Atzmo Lichtov Vayedaber Hashem Al Moshe Achrei Moshe Rabbeinu Aharon Velo Neim Alo Vyomse Gibur Rak Achrei Moshe Rabbeinu Aharon Mekol Vasol Nifnei Hashem Vayavusho." Says the Gurai, Rashi has the following question. The Sidra opens by Yidaber Hashem El Moshe Acharei Moshe Revelei Aharon Bekol Avotom Levelei Hashem Ayamusu. Shall we therefore say that this is telling us the time when he spoke? What did he say? Oh, he said what's in Pasuk 2. Oh no, says the Maharal, that's Rashi's problem. Pasuk 2 is another deal. Pasuk 1 is a deeper in its own right. You know why? Because Pasuk 1 starts by Yidaber Hashem El Moshe. I Pasuk 2 says by Yomer Hashem. So you'll want to say to me, says the Maharal, that by Yidaber means generally he addressed him, and by Yomer is what he said to him, like, and Hashem addressed Moshe Rabbeinu saying to him, right, as we say in English. The Dibur is Klali, and the Amiru is Prati. Is that what you want to say? Says the Maharal, you can't say that. You know why? The Yelo Mashu who Jibur Echodim Jibur Akotov Achrom. When it says Vayomer Hashem El Moshe and Raksha Hajibur who Jibur Klali who Amir Prati. You know why? Because you want to prove me an example. Yes, you want to say to me, we have an example. Where Vayidaver is followed by Vayomer. Vayidaver Elohim El Moshe. Vayomer Elam. So Vayidaver is followed by Vayomer. Says Maharal, no sir. To Hossam Shani, that's a different situation there. Kivon de Chesiv, because there in the pasuk I just quoted you from Shmos, by Yidaber Elohim El Moshe Vayomer Elav. The use of the pronoun is to indicate that the Vayomer is going on by Yidaber. And there it is appropriate to say Vayidaber is Klali, and Vayomer is Prati. So therefore, Chosin Hashiru El Moshe Haniskil Aponov, the Hudim Rechod. Avon mi de chesiva yedaber Hashem el Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe. Right? So if you want to say to me that he then went on to say to him whatever it was he was saying to him in Pasuk Beis, then it should have said, Vayomer Hashem, Elah. Because the pronoun implying that it is relying on the proper noun used in verse 1. Is the father at the father my Yomer Hashem El Moshe. So Esau called him, or besides every verb of speech you have the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. In Cain we are forced to conclude, therefore, that Shenei Ma'amorim Heim Velo Ma'amorechot. Therefore we are forced to conclude that there is a Dibur in Vayedaber, and there is a Dibur in Vayomer. And it should come as no surprise, Maharal doesn't say it, but is it not so obvious? Vayomer is Amir or Rakha. Dibur is Dibur Kosher. Why? Because the Vayomer is the advice. Don't do this, don't do the other. The first apostle contains the added element that the Rofe Sheni adds. If you do it, you'll die. So therefore, Legabe, the second statement in Pasuk Beis, the first Pasuk is introduced with Vayedaber. Because in contrast to Vayomer, it brings a more strident message. And you'll see, says the Maharal, if you look in the Torah of Kohanim, you'll see exactly like I say what the difficulty that Rashi perceives in Pshutishal Mikro. Because in Torah Kohanim, Jorsin and Behedya, we read there quite simply, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Daber el Aharon, Ochicho, V'yal Yavo, V'choli, V'yein Onu Yodim, Ma'ne'em Alo, V'dibur Horishon. So the Torah Kohanim starts with Pasuk Beis and says, Pasuk Beis makes sense. I know what he said to him. But what did he say in the Dibur Rishon? So the Torah Kohanim is under no misapprehension. So there's a Dibur Rishon in Pasuk Aleph, and there's a Dibur Beis in Pasuk Beis. The Chilates and the Torah Kohanim answers, there are two Diburim, you know why? Because there are two Rofim. Jehu Moshelishnei Rofim. Bahashti Yetura Tashnei Diburim. Now I can understand why they are two Diburim, because there are two items. One is said on one occasion, and the other is added on by the second doctor. Ki v'jibur lo yovo, because in the jibur in Pasuk Beis it merely says, lo niskarak shelo yovo v'cholei telakunish, and that's the Rofe Horishon. And in the jibur asheni, it's acharei mos shenei v'nei aharon. Ne'emar lo jibrei harofi asheni shelo yomus kederech shemeitzlo. So the truth of the matter is, that there is a jibur Horishon, and there is a Dibur Sheni. The Dibur Sheni is V'ayavov v'choleit el HaKodesh, that the doctor says don't do this and don't do that. The Dibur Sheni is in Pasuk Rishon. Acharei Mos Shnei V'nei Aharon. Since the Shnei V'nei Aharon have died, therefore, because they did it, is V'ayavov v'choleit el HaKodesh. So therefore what we have is as follows. One Dibur is the Dibur of Pasuk Beis, and the second Dibur is the combination of Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis. That is why, says the Maharal, we just leave it at Alpes, that is why, even though the Rofe Rishon spoke first, and yet his advice is contained in Pasuk Beis, whereas the Rofe Sheni spoke, and it's related in Pasuk Aleph, says the Maharal, that's not a problem in Pshuto Shel Mikra. Because in reality it is quite obvious that the Rofe Sheni says not only what is contained in Pasuk Aleph, but also what is contained in Pasuk Beis. Because without Pasuk Beis, what does it mean? Seems the Shnei B'nei Aharon died because they came here to Hashem. So what? So therefore the advice of the Rofe Sheni is the combination of Aleph and Beis. Therefore, it should come as no surprise that we put the Rofe Sheni's addendum in the pasuk before the advice which is shared by both. Because the Iker is always put first as the Maharal. Now, this is the theme as it is developed by the Ramban and by Rashi. Now, please don't misunderstand. Ramban, obviously, is not concerned in Pshuto Shel Mikra by the problem which besets the Maharal, namely, that if they were all one Dibur, then why did it not say Vayomer Hashem Elov in Pasuk Beis? And to answer the this matter on behalf of the Ramban, we'll have a look at the first few lines of Mr. Forno and then proceed on. Because with Mr. Forno's introductory comments, you will be able to understand how the Ramban was able to insist that they are one and not two. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe acharei Mos, says the Sephorno. I want you to know, and this is obviously the Ramban's position, Hinei tevas vayidaber b'leshon ha-kodesh lo tipol v'rov al chelkei ha-dibur. The word vayidaber does not go on the particulars of the speech, avol tipol al meshech ha-dibur b'chlolo, but usually goes on the general fact that something was said. So as I say to you, Vayidaber Hashem will be, and Hashem addressed. Right? V'lochein achar loshon hadibur, yodov vorov loshon hu amiro haprotim. And usually after Vayidaber, you'll find the verb lemor or Vayomer, because Vayidaber means that he addressed, and Vayomer means, and he said the following. Now, Omanim came, therefore, to my mind, says the Sephorno, it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Afremos, and Vayomer, Daber el Aharon Achicha. Ah, he says the Sephorno, it is all part of the same Dibur. So why didn't it say, Vayomer Hashem Elohim? Ramban, Umifenei Sheherich Besipur, because since there is a gap, it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, right, stop there. Look what follows before we come to the Vayomer. Acharei Mos Shenei Venei Aharon Shekol Vosom Lifnei Hashem Vayomusu. 9 words! There's a gap! And when you have a gap of that order, it is not appropriate to go back and to say hello. The example that the Maharal gave from Boreilo is by Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe Vayomer Elol. But says the Sephorno, Umifenei Sheherich B'Sipur Achrei Mos, Lo Kosav Vayomer Elov, Elo Chazar V'Hizkir Hokeli Yisparach Hu Omer, Hu Moshe HaShomea. Not only does it repeat who it was who was speaking, because there's been a gap of 9 words, but it's also who it was who was listening. So this is obviously how the Ramban will defend himself against the question of the Maharal, that if it was the same Dibur, it should have been a law. So the Ramban will kind of like the Sephorno, obviously, that a law is only when there's no interruption. But when you have an interruption, as we have Achlinos, etc., you've got to go back over, and you've got to say the name of who is speaking and who is listening. So this, in its own way, is an opportunity to introduce us to some of the very major pshuto shel mikro themes which are at the root of all parshanut. Okay, let us now proceed on. The episode of Achrei Moshe Nevelei Aharon, in other words, mentioning that they died, is mentioned next to the inyan of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. And here we have a most fascinating Yerushalmi brought by the Meshech Chochma and his very unique interpretation. It's the first Meshech Chochma on that second side. Oma b'Yerushalmi reish Yoma. The Yerushalmi at the beginning of Yoma, which is of course the Masechta devoted to Yom HaKippurim, says as follows. Ma Yom HaKippurim mechaper af misas tzadikim mechaperez. The reason why the death of righteous people is put next to the Avodah of Yom Kippur is to allude to the theme that in the same way as Yom Kippur is Mechaper, so the death of righteous people is also Mechaper. Yerushalmi goes on. The Lomo Somach Nisas Miriam Leporo Aduma. Why, asks the Yerushalmi, is the death of Miriam placed next to the Parsha of Poro Aduma at the beginning of Parsha Sukkot? And the Yerushalmi answers again, L'lamedecho, to teach you, Shekeshem she'efa poro mechaperes al Yisrael, kach misoton shel tzadikim mechaperes al Yisrael. So in the same way as the Poro Aduma is mechaper for Bnei Yisrael, so likewise is the miso of tzadikim. Lastly, Omer Rav Yudin bar Rav Sholom, Lomo somach hakos of misa zaharon l'shvidas haluchos. Why is the death of Aharon placed next to the Shevilat Halukos? L'lamedecho, to teach you, Shemisoton shel tzadikim koshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishvilat Halukos. That the death of righteous people is as hard for Hashem to bear as the breaking of the Luchos. So the Yerushalmi has indicated that the miso of tzadikim can be compared to 3 items. It can be compared to the Avod of Yom Kippur, it can be compared to the Tzar of Poro Aduma, and it can also be compared to the Shmirat Halukos. says the Meshech Chochmei, very insightful interpretation of this Chazal. Habiyu, the explanation is as follows. The Yom HaKippur and Mechaper, you should know that the reason why Yom Kippur is Mechaper is Mitzad Shehu Eitz Rotzon. You should know that it is Mechaper because it is a time of favor before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hu Inyan Seguli LaMokom Baruch Hu Ashebo Yechaper of Avon Amo B'nei Yisrael. It's Eves HaMesugul Diketai. It's a massive Diketai for B'nei Yisrael. It's a time in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, Kibbe Yochel, is in a joyous mood. And that's the time when he is prepared to forgive our sins. But who is the Guli? Says the Meshech Chochma, Cain, similarly, the Misas Tzadikim who is Rosa. The death of righteous people is also a time of great favor before the Almighty. Why? Veroche Barovo Sosna Someach Bavo Elov Noki Vetzadik. Because at the end of the day, here is a righteous, precious soul, which is now coming to join our Kodesh Baruch Hu in heaven. Is Memela, that's an eighth rotzo, like Yom Kippur is an eighth rotzo, is it should not surprise us that Mechaper, for whom it's that has to gulach, and that is also because of the fact that it is a segulitic site. However, there's a sting in the tails of the Meshech Chochma. Ach, but tonight, the condition is that the death of Tzadikim should be like Yom Kippur. What's the pshat? The Eimas Yom HaKippur in Mechaper, when does Yom Kippur, when is it Mechaper? When people have sanctified it as a day of Yom Tov, when they're treating Yom Kippur with the proper respect, then Yom Kippur is Mechaper. You can't go out jogging on Yom Kippur and expect that Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Mechaper. But if a person kicks against Yom Kippur, he shames it, the Eino Mach Shivo B'Libo, and doesn't give it any worth in his heart. The same thing is by a tzaddik. Came a tzaddik. If you've given derechelus to the tzaddik, you've treated him with respect all his life, all your life. Then his death will be an atonement for your sins. But if you treat a tzaddik with disdain, then the death of the tzaddik will not atone for you. And says Meshech Chochma in a most insightful comment in brackets, and maybe that is what the Gemara means when it says a person who is not matzbid a tzaddik properly, it would be better had the matzbid died in the lifetime of the tzaddik. Why? Because even though he survives the tzaddik's death will have no beneficial effect on him because he is a person who doesn't treat the tzaddik with appropriate respect. Then, says the Meshech Chochma, let me explain the Yerushalmi which compares the Misa Tzaddik to the Poro Aduma. V'yachakein omar dugmat Poro Aduma. A second theme in Misa Tzaddikim. Why? Because the Poro Aduma is Goremet Tahara. It brings purity with it. Kain Ayadei Misa Tzaddik, likewise with the death of the Tzaddik, there is another element. Nis'oreh ho'odom la'aso teshuvah u'letaher mechatoav. Because the death of a tzaddik gives a person a moment of reflection, a hirur teshuva, because shemisbonein, because the individual reflects and says, imbu arozim noflo shal heves, mayagidu ezuveyakir. If the fire has taken hold of the cedars, the tzaddikim, then what lies in store for me? And he will begin to contemplate not only his death, but whatever is in store for him in olam haba. Or shall we say that the Mitzvah Tzadikim causes a Hitzoros Teshuva based on what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin regarding Rav Zeira, Hannibal Yunid and Rabbi Zeira? There were certain bandits, lowlives, who lived in the vicinity of Rav Zeira. And when he told them off, and he reprimanded them for their sins, they took no notice. But when he died, all of a sudden they did the Teshuva, the Yomra, because they said, Ad Hashta, up to now, Havilon Gavra, the boy Rachmanalon. Up to now, a man like Rav Zeira, whenever we did a sin, he was mismalil for us. And he interceded on our behalf because we know deep down that he loves us. But now that he's gone, we don't have an intermediary. So we better look to our own laurels or the spiritual equivalent. There inyan Tahara Kapora Kepora Aduma. Now, in regards to the Shvira Saluchos, the Gemara didn't say it can be compared to. It says kosher. The death of a tzaddik on occasion can be as sad in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the breaking of the luchos. What's the theme there? Says Meshechoch Mahapirush. Sheyesh tzaddik amuklot. There are those people who are absolutely righteous. And there is a tzaddik hamitzadik with those people who are relatively righteous. Kamo, as it says regarding Noach, Bedorosovo yot tzaddik, in his generations he was a tzaddik. Hobedoro shel Avraham Moshe Shmuel hoyot tzaddik. And he is a tzaddik hamitzadik. He is only a tzaddik when you put him side by side with other people, as they say in the vernacular of Yopin Yachasit. Ukamo, and we say likewise, Yesh Raha Mukhrot, Raha Mitzari. We have also a person who is absolutely evil, and a person who only looks bad compared to other people. That is why the Isha Sofatis says to Elio, Bo, Elila Haskir Avoni, you have come to me to draw attention to my sins. When you weren't in my vicinity, I look like a righteous lady, but now that you're standing next to me, I got his brother who looks at the set as to say, who's that woman standing beside the Leo Anovi? Is it? So we are sure, Meglico, and Erosha. The Im Yesh Tzaddik, now look at the word of Meshachachus. And if there is a Tzaddik, Asher Humor Umadrich Hador, who gives the door, gives the generation Musar and tells them where they are going wrong. And the generation ignore him. And they should have learned, but they didn't. So what does Hashem do? To leave that tzaddik in the world is to have him look on all those people with an evil eye. Because compared to the tzaddik, they all looked so evil. Is all the shame is for our horotzeh behit sodakom. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants to judge his people favorably, he only has one alternative. Lokeach HaTzadik causes the tzadik to die prematurely. The yod neged she'ar ha'umos heimot tzadik. So that compared to the rest of the people of the world, we are considered tzaddikim. Shekishahoyot tzaddik b'chayim, because when this tzaddik was amongst them, hoyu negdo rishoyim, they were rishoyim compared to him. So therefore, Hashem takes the tzaddik away in order that we should at least, by his departure, by his passing, at least be elevated in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is why he compares it to the Shvirat HaLuchos. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and saw that they were worshipping the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. Why? Because the Luchos are our symbol of betrothal to our God. As if the Luchos will be allowed to remain, then we will have to be judged as a betrothed woman who has been unfaithful to her husband. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, and therefore it mitigates our sin, says the Gemara, because we are not nodun kinesua, but nodun kipenuya. V'zeh mamish kishvidat haluchos sheshiva rotam, kidei sheyodunu kipenuya v'lo kiyeshesh. So here we have an insight into the three items to which the Mitzvah Tzadikim is compared. The first two indicating why it is that there is a kapora with them, and number three, nothing to do with that, but indicating why sometimes, for the sake of the wicked, the righteous suffer in the most extreme, to the extent that when people are wicked and do not listen to the tzaddik, on the contrary, it is in the tzaddik, it is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest, because he wants to judge his people favorably, to take away that tzaddik and to leave us behind. Fascinating theme. Okay, let us move on. There is another item that I wanted to draw your attention to. We'll have to leave the Meshachot for another time. Another item that I wanted to draw your attention to, since we're talking about Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo, an item which I'm sure will be quite an eye-opener. And that is drawing your attention. Now we'll move on to Parshat Kedoshim. Pay the calf pot of veil. As you know, the prohibitions are mentioned in Parshat Achrimos, and the punishments are mentioned in Kedoshim. Pasuk: V'yel b'nei Yisrael tomar ish ish mi b'nei Yisrael hu min ager agor b'Yisrael asher yitein mizaro l'molech mos yumos am ha'oret yirgavu v'oven. So you saw that we have to know myself. So if a person will give up his children to Molech, right, passing them through fire, then that person will be killed. The Am Ha'oretz must stone him. And I draw your attention to the Shailas Tshuvas Rashba. Chelek Dalad in the Shailas and Tshuvas, Simen Yudches. Says the Rashba as follows. Kosov, it is written, Ki mi zaro notan lamolech, he dies because he has given all his children. The Doroshu Chazal and the rabbis made an extraordinary drush on this. Mikzat zaro, if he gives some of his children to Molech, Chayav, then he's liable to the death penalty. Kol zaro, he puts all his children through fire to Molech, bottom. You like it? Shenemar, ki mi zaro notan. Mind boggling. Me zaro, some of his children, he gets killed, he gets stoned. All of his children, potter. Says the Rashba, Atam who the reason is, Mipenei shahano sein miktsah zaro la molech, who toev ishoh gebiyoso miktsah. Because a person who gives some of his children to molech, he makes a mistake with the number of his children. The chiyuv hakos of misas beisin al shigagosu asher shogad, ho al zedolo asher hated, ki mizaro notan lamolech. So because he only did it to some of his children, we give him a punishment here on earth. Laman yitzchaper lo oso avon v'misoso al yodei beisin. So that when he comes into Olam Haba, he comes with a clean slate. He's given of his children. That is a crime that can be expiated by Misa Beisdin. Avol Hanos in Kol Zaro, but the person who gives all his children to Molech, Shota Mukro, mit ein ganzen Zemishn. Ulefigoch, and therefore says the Rashba, who potter mi Misa Beisdin. He is exempt from being killed by the Beisdin. Lefi shehakodesh baruch hu eino rotzer sheyitchapru avonosov hanimrotzim shel shoyt lezeh the mitzvah Beisdin. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want him to come into Olam Haba with a clean slate. Yehu hir b'olim shoah, because he has sinned greatly. V'tzorich limnoa mimenu hateshuvah. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes from him the opportunity of having his crime expiated. V'shihiyeh kolo b'maduro shel gehinim u'v'sho'ul tachet. We have different concepts. Oh yes, the papers, so-and-so, so-and-so escaped punishment. Did he die in a bunker? Did he not die in a bunker? Edot yenem oylem abor. Let there be no doubt in your mind. Did he pass away quietly, peacefully, surrounded by his cat, Beitachnish? But that he didn't get a kaporo in this world, bin a chzicher, and that was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to see him get a mitzvah mishun in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come up with a mitzvah gans and pekel. Very, very important. When the Mekalel is taken out in next week's parsha, they don't know what to do to him. Shilo, what to throw for him of the Hashem. They put him by Anichub and Mishma, they put him into a jail, so in order to find out what's the din. They didn't even know if he gets killed. Says the Das, the Kalim, and Bali are different. What's the Shaila? Make a Kal v'chomer. Mekalel of the Emo, most humor. If you curse the Shtogadach, the parents, you get killed. Kal v'chomer, if you curse the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Megadeh. Says the Das, the Kalim, and Bali are different. No, you can't rush to that conclusion. Could very well be that Mekale Love of Yimo is a sad day, and it's a sin, and it's a crime of such magnitude that the son or the daughter have to be killed. But it could very well be that when it comes to the Shtogadach after blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to have the opportunity of atoning for that sin here on earth, and wants you to come with that crime to Olam Haba. Chemolech, says the Das HaKadosh. Like Molech, so the Das HaKadosh agrees with the Rashba, what the Cheshbon is. Very, very fascinating. There's no Kal v'chomer. Ein onshin min adin, says the Gemara. Because the Kal v'chomer doesn't always work. It could very well be that this is of such a heinous variety that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even want to legislate a death penalty here below, so that the Olam HaNetzach should welcome him, quote unquote, with open arms. Let us now conclude with a most fascinating essay
taken from the Kovitz Ma'amorim of Rebbe Elchanan, based on a pasuk towards the end of our Sidra. The pasuk, Bo Avdiras Keminoam. Okay. So here's the Yesei Nihiyek Kagoyim. Something, it's a theme that we have explored before, will not come as a surprise to you, but some very, very pertinent comments. Nihye Kagoyim. Let us be like the Goyim. Now this is written, this is Dikvis of the Mashiach, and this is Rabbi Chanan's famous work. It was written in the 1930s. Not later. 1930s. Early 1930s. Says Rabbi Chanan, the Yechezkel in Pasuk in Perek Kaf, Nuvo, it is announced, it is prophesied, Ki be'ikvis of the Mashiach, that at a time when we come nearer to the Mashiach, Yachlizu, people will have a banner, the Sisma, Nihye Kagoyim. Let us be like the nations of the world. That will be the new banner which will be held aloft by many members of our people. Says Rebbe Chanan. Hanavua hiskila lehiskashem lepenei 150 shana, and they now say, Haskolat Berlin. That is a banner which was first raised 150 years ago by the Haskola in Berlin. Hiskilu is asismotachas memra, but they hid. They tried to change it with words. So the banner should have read Nihiyek Kagoyim, let's be like the Goyim. But they said, no, we'll put a different one. We'll call it, Heya Yehudi B'Yahalecha, B'Yadon B'Seitecha. Be a Jew inside and a mensch outside. Lo Orachu Hayomim, it didn't take long, Ufri Hashita Hazu Gomalu Vosal, before this particular approach to life has brought its fruit. Habonim Hemiru Estosom, children have changed the religion, abandoned the religion. The Sisma Zu, Hoyomishum Khatiro Takas Yesoda Satora, and this banner became the cudgel and became the space in which to undermine the tenets of the Torah. Hatoro Hisiro Sayhudi Malay Spagnus Agamura Bakalora Chaim Mehoam Mashesiro Sayhem. Whereas the Torah has warned Jews not to be assimilated with their brethren and to keep themselves separate, as the Pasuk says at the end of Shoftim, Kedoshim, Vavdilas Kemenoamim Leo, please. For Hamaskilim Omdu Mishelohem. But they said, no, Rashka Kolagoyim. The Novi says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asher Atem Omrim Nihye Kagoyim. You are saying we're going to just slip into the woodwork, we're going to become like the Goyim. Says the Navi B'Shem Hashem, Hoyo Lo Shtihye. It shall not happen. Im Leo B'Yod Chazaka, Uvizro Anetuya, Uvechemo Shefucha Em Lo Chalech. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you try that, you'll get my Yod Chazoko, you'll get my Zro and the Tuyo, and you'll get my Chemo Shifu. Hashem Yisborach, Yatkil B'Yad Chazoko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in order to try and get you away from that banner, I will bring a Yad Chazoko. Im Ha'om Ya'amod B'Meryo Tavo HaZro and the Tuyo. If they still remain rebellious, then the Yod Chazoko will be followed by Zro and the Tuyo. Im Yotzip Ha'om Lelechus B'Keri Tavo HaChemo HaShifu. And if they continue in their rebelliousness, then what we will end up will be with Chemosh Shefucha. Now look at what this man says. Before the outbreak of the Second World War. Ein Loda, and we cannot know at this time, Le'ezim in Shaloshes HaTahalichim Higanu Hayim. And I cannot say for sure which of these stages we have already reached at this moment of writing. He'osiz HaKorov Yochiach Lonu Hezer. The near future will offer adequate proof as to where we are at the moment by what will follow. A man is right. A man who died al Kiddush Hashem to read the Haktoma to the Kevet Zahorah, who he died. So therefore he goes on to say, nevertheless, it is quite clear, whatever you want to say, you can rest assured that the Jew will not be able to assimilate and fade into the woodwork. The Goyim drive us away from their borders. The closer we want to get to them, the more they push us away. And then he says, oh, I tell you, my friend, worthwhile coming for this. Margalob the Theoolum. There is a very well-known saying in the mouths of the Jewish world. Kishosh Nihiyot Yehudi. Sishvet Zayin Ayyid. Hinei Nishtanu Hoitim. Times have changed. uvis manu acharon, and lately, kosha pisheva lihiyudi lihiyos goy. This is fair for a yid to zayin a goy. He's trying and trying and trying, and as they say in the classic, skatenish. Hagoyim sholichim osonu mi alpaneihem. The goyim send us away. They drive us away. We want to get near, they drive us away. Now look what this gentleman says. Hashem agon bal beit halevi zal umrim. In the name of the beit halevi, they say, shteitach in avdobet. Ham avdil beno lachoshech bein yisroel o'anim. Says the beit halevi. Bein o'lachoshech yesh melchak yodua v'kavua. Between light and darkness, there is a gap. And that gap is fixed. It's known as Bein HaShmoshim, twilight. It's a gap. Oh yes, it fluctuates with the seasons, but give or take a minute or two, but it's there. Day and night do not come together. There is always a Bein HaShmoshim between them. Says the Beit HaLevi, Bein HaChoshech Yesh Melchat Yaduah V'Kovuah Bein HaShmoshim V'Ein V'Koach Yilut Isho LaHosif Oli Groa Al Melchat Zeh. And no man, no scientist can alter that gap. Gam bein Yisroel O'amim Yesh Melchak Yodua Hamavdil Beinayam. Likewise, says the Beis HaLevi, that's why they're putting the same in Avdolah. Likewise, there is a gap between Jew and non-Jew. Im ha-Yehudim medalgim al-Agvulosim iskarim al-Agoyim o-Yosim al-Amido. If a Jew wants to come near to the Goy, ha-Goyim do-Chifim o-Sum Chazor al-Makom ha-Makavua, the Goy pushes him out. Because it's a chayk notin v'lo yav, and there's going to be a gap. Mi devorom shel agon anal Yosef, from the words of the Beit HaLevi, it emerges, ki v'yoifon yachati, that it is all proportionate. Proportionate to the midas yiskalavus mitzad ha-Yehudim, proportionate to the attempts of the Jew to draw near to the non-Jew. For gam ha-dechifo mitzad ha-goyim. Proportionate to that is the pushing away by the goyim. No chach no lodat, and we have seen it proven. The Medina Shah Yehudim is Bolalu Kimat Lagamri Bein Shchineyem. In places and countries where the Jews have almost thought they had almost assimilated, Sofgu Gam Dechifo Ayuma Miyonta. They have suffered terribly from how the non-Jew has pushed them away. Gam Bimitzrayim in Egypt. When the shibud started to become heavy on the Jewish people, so the Jews, they started to come nearer to the Egyptians, the Choshbon, by thinking, that that will lighten their burdens. Ma also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hofach libom lisno amo. He altered their hearts to hate them. Sinosom shel Mitzrayim od gavro la Yehudim mevakshei kirvotom. The more the Jew wanted to assimilate in Egyptian society, the more he became enslaved. Ad shenokhu haYehudim v'yomdu al tohusom. Until the Jew realized that that's not the way to solve the Jewish problem. Uvo gulosom, and then their geula came. Hu adin etzleinu. That is the same with us. If you are moved olim in oamim, if you keep yourself separate, hare atem shelim, you will be mine. Hare atem shel Nebuchadnezzar v'chavirov. And if not, not you are like Nebuchadnezzar v'chavirov. But if you want to be like them, you will end up suffering what you suffered under Nebuchadnezzar v'chavirov. Just while we're speaking about this particular matter, I just wanted to quote you. I didn't bring the actual quotation from a Yerushalmi. Kimi zaro nosan lamolech. Kimi zaro nosan lamolech. We have translated it as, because of his children he has given to Molech. In the Yerushalmi, they translate the word zaro as semen. Kimi zaro nosan lamolech. Because the famous Kash is asked, what's this Molech, which Lechur is Avodah Zorah, what's it doing at the end of Achlimos, which is in all the forbidden relationships? Imo, Vito, Ish, Achoso, Achosov, Achos, etc., etc., what's it doing there? Says the Yerushalmi, Zorolach San Lamolech, a man should not impregnate a non-Jewish woman so that she give birth to children who will become haters of Jews. Interesting. Look at this, Zhilanovsky. You notice that it's something well worth thinking about, as I'm sure many of you have. The worst anti-Semites are those who come from Abyss Lahin and Abyss Lahir. Kimi zaro nostan la molech ze anosin zaro le obedes kochavim umishabang menu mamidim sonim la moko. So these are thoughts that we well worth keeping in mind. They are, first of all, they're well worth in their own right, and B, we have to be constantly aware of these particular themes, because wherever we are, we don't know my Yilud Yom. We leave it over here.